It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here in the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, a new technology out of UW hopes to turn foot traffic into green energy. First, these were familiar sounds in the past 18 months or so here in Wisconsin.
If we stand together and unite, we will win this nomination. And we will win the general election. We will beat Hillary Clinton. And we will turn this country around.
The way we figure it, under Senator Sanders' plan, the state of Wisconsin would have to put in $300 million over 10 years for free college.
In 22 days, we are going to win the state of Wisconsin. And we are going to win back the White House. We are going to win it back. We're going to win this state, folks.
Let me tell Governor Walker, he may have won a short-lived victory here against the unions, but that short-term victory will not stand in the long run.
Moments from visits to Wisconsin by presidential candidates Ted Cruz, Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and Bernie Sanders. Our state saw many presidential candidates and their representatives come through during the primary and general election seasons. There's a lot of organization that goes into those appearances and a lot of hidden costs, sometimes to the campaigns, but also to the cities and towns that host them. Turns out those municipalities are often left holding the bag for those expenses. Doug Schneider joins us now. He's been reporting on this. He's a watchdog reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Green Bay. Doug, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for the invitation.
Well, yeah, a lot of people may not think about who pays when a candidate comes. What kind of expenses are often incurred by a local government when there's a high-profile political visit?
Well, a lot of it is related to policing, everything from crowd control, traffic control, to security at the venue, bomb sniffs, escorting the candidate to and from an airport or from venue to venue. That all adds up. And there can also be some public works fees. If it's a public facility like a UW branch, there could be rental costs involved as well.
So no problem if I'm the local government, I'll just send a bill to the campaign, or is it that simple?
Well, sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. We found that it's about 50-50 in terms of reimbursements so far for bills that have been issued. And there are also some obstacles. If a sitting president makes a campaign appearance, there are certain Secret Services protections that are required that the local police cannot bill for.
Do we have a lot of cities currently with unpaid bills to presidential campaigns?
We didn't take a statewide look, but across the 10 newspapers in the upper USA Today Wisconsin network, we found that more than a half dozen communities have bills that either they can't collect on or that they've just decided to write off because they've had difficulties in the past or because they view it as community service and part of their duty.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? And give some examples of some of the cities that are on the hook or just, as you say, writing it off.
Well, Green Bay is one that's pursuing most aggressively the trying to recoup what it's laid out. They have about $37,000 in unpaid bills related to policing. The largest individual bill was close to $12,000, but you may find things as small as a couple hundred. Tim Kaine's appearance on November 6th was got $204 of service from the Green Bay Police Department, which I think was one officer.
Talking to Doug Schneider for USA Today Network Wisconsin. He's based in Green Bay, looking at the costs of presidential campaign visits, the candidates themselves, or their surrogates to the state. Some cities around Wisconsin hoping to collect still or writing off what they might have been owed for security and other expenses. Now, some of these were planned in advance, some weren't. How big a problem is it for local officials when these are announced a week out or shorter notice than that?
A lot of times there's not that much notice, and we have this thing in Green Bay called the Packers that occasionally brings 80,000 or so people to town. There was an appearance on the day of a Packers game, and I'm drawing a blank on which game it was, but the police said to the campaign, hey, we can spare one officer, and this is a department with probably 180 sworn officers. So we also found that outside the state, on occasion, cities have said no. It's just not enough notice. We don't have the resources. I believe in one case in Oshkosh, the city was contacted about 90 minutes before an appearance, and they basically had to say, you know, hey, sorry, we just can't do it in that short a window.
Apart from the direct financial costs, are police departments saying they're stretched a little extra thin when they're providing security?
Most have told us that they've been able to make it work. We saw at the Donald Trump appearance on October 17th, you'll see supervisors in uniform. Places have pulled detectives or school resource officers out of those assignments or gotten, I guess, with school officers, they got lucky because it was a Good Friday event and there was no school in session and they were able to reassign three officers. On occasion, where it's a really big deal, you'll see things like an animal control officer pressed into road patrol duty or something like that. But most departments say they've been able to make it work. There's also a ton of cooperation between agencies, particularly in smaller communities. The Wausau area departments basically approach these as a team effort. You have appearances in places as small as Rothschild, which has about 5,300 residents, where they know they're not going to be able to do it on their own, and other departments pitch in to help out.
Yeah, I mean, with a Rothschild event, some of these campaign events would have been bigger than the population of the city. So they go into it assuming that they're going to look for help to the outside, and then do all those agencies try to bill a campaign?
Again, it depends on the market. The Wausau PD told us that they basically view it as part of their job, part of their duties, and they have not actively pursued billing. Appleton basically writes off its policing costs. They had about $8,500 in expenses from a visit from Donald Trump and another one from Bernie Sanders. It really depends on the department. Some have had bad experiences in the past where they haven't been able to get any traction or even to get a response. And I think others are saying it's not worth the effort to try and track down. In some cases, a campaign basically goes out of business not long after the campaign season. And in that case, good luck tracking down payment.
And this is a bipartisan issue, isn't it? It isn't just one party or the other racking up these bills.
Absolutely. The only candidate, again, Green Bay had a number of visits from a number of candidates and surrogates. The only candidate that was current on all his appearance-related expenses was Ted Cruz, and he tended to run up very small. He did a lot of smaller venues, meet and greets, screening of a movie, things like that. So we're talking three-figure expenses.
Now, this is getting a little intangible here. Do you get the sense, you've talked to some different people, do local governments feel honored, love the attention they're getting, love the fact that they're in the national media, or is it more headache than that's worth?
I don't know that it's an either or. Certainly in some places it's a challenge for police to all of a sudden have to deal with an extra few thousand people downtown in the middle of the day or at rush hour. But as somebody on one of our comment threads pointed out today, you also have people spending money. You've got perhaps advanced teams staying in hotels. So there is a a payoff there. But I didn't see or hear a lot of people going around bragging that, you know, hey, this event happened in Green Bay. People understand that, you know, candidates do a lot of visits a lot of places, and it's kind of part of the deal.
Are other cities around the country in the same boat trying to collect on debts from presidential campaigns?
Absolutely. Burlington, Vermont considered suing the Trump campaign to collect an $8,500 debt before eventually deciding that it would be more costly to pursue legal action. Tucson, Arizona is said to be looking at a lawsuit relating to about $82,000 in expenses. Small city in California that we spoke with, they actually got to the point where they were requiring small deposits, $2,500 and the like, so they'd at least be guaranteed to have something. And they still, even though there were talks ahead of time, hey, we need to get repaid for this, it took the campaign 10 weeks to pay that bill.
Doug, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
That's Doug Schneider. He's a watchdog reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Green Bay, looking at some of the nitty-gritty of politics, how some Wisconsin municipalities are left with unpaid bills from presidential candidate and their surrogate visits.